Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Sunday, fun day, February 16th, 2020. Steve Cypress here. A relaxing and spectacularly beautiful winter day here. Oh, Rhino of the Day. My Rhino t-shirt, messing around in the garage. Went out and picked up a few things, messing around the house. Just an all-around relaxing day. Beautiful sunset happening behind me. Over the mountains in the west. Hey, Tove, you remember that sunset? Just here about a couple weeks ago. Tove, how's things going? Follow up with me sometime. Let's check in if you want my help, and we can get things rolling for you. Better than they are. Hopefully they are rolling. Anyway, just giving some thought today to a totally non-working day, except for entrepreneurs. Of course, the brain, you know, tends to drift towards work things, and I had to think that how great it is to have systems in place. Now, most businesses have some kind of systems in place, but usually it's for the deliverable, for whatever it is that you do, that you sell, whatever your products or services are. You know, the secretary answers the phone this way, and file cabinet set up this way, and, you know, the truck is loaded this way, and this is how things are done, and this time is when people show up, and this is where they put their paperwork, and this is when the paychecks go, and, you know, for all the doing and the mundane, the stuff of the business, but those of us that have systems in place for the marketing of the business, the advertising, the sales, the growth of the business, the revenue and the profit, that's just a beautiful thing. So to me, that's the good of having systems, is having them in place. I know that even today, doing nothing at all related to work other than a few thoughts drifting here and out, and now here this video, I'm talking about it. But I know that I've got marketing systems in place that are generating new leads, that are nurturing current leads and bringing them towards a selling situation, that are generating sales and generating appointments and following up and generating all kinds of activity. And those systems are in place. In fact, I did notice when I just turned on my computer, because after I record this video, I'll put it onto my blog and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and my podcast and all that kind of stuff. And I noticed there was some kind of message from somebody in Germany. And she's, whatever the heck, 8 or 10 hours ahead. And so that came this morning, and it must have been a Sunday evening, which is a great time. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners will, in fact, probably even a lot of 9-to-5, you know, salaried workers or commissioned salespeople will use a Sunday night to pre-plan for the week, and that's probably what she was doing. And she was, you know, looking to set up an appointment this week. So things are happening. Even behind the scenes, even as I do nothing, quote, do nothing, think a little bit about the business. That's the good of the systems. Here's the bad of systems. Setting them up, getting them going. Last week was a tedious, frustrating, just a burnout type of week of setting up some new systems. I mean, back and forth several times over and over. Hey, can you make this change? Hey, we got to do this. Hey, move this over. Hey, we left this. Hey, there's, I messed that. And then they messed it up again. And you got to get, hey, have you gotten to that? Oh, I forgot. You know, it really irks me to have to ask a second time. You know, when I ask for something, even if it doesn't come right away, I'm fine with that. I can't stand having to ask again. You know, to me, when I already asked for something, I cross it off the list. I asked, I know it'll be delivered. Then it doesn't get delivered. I'm like, oh, now I got to ask again. Hey, did you get a chain? Oh, I'll have that for you in a couple of hours. Okay. Doesn't come. How long do you wait till you're rude, till you're pushy? You know, end of the day, like, hey, you know, if you get a chance, and why do I got to write that message? Why couldn't it just been delivered when the person said so? So that's the bad of the systems, is setting them up, getting them going. And this week will be more of the same, because I have a whole bunch of systems and a couple of new things going on. And to me, when new businesses are started or new areas of the business, systems have to be put into place. I just won't have it any other way. I own all or part of haven't counted recently, but it's 14, 15, 16 businesses, something like that. So without systems, you know, I couldn't even think of running more than one. You know, that's one, owning one business is really a job, right? So that's not a business until you have systems, until it operates without you doing anything, without you being there. And so I insist on setting them up, and that's where all the headaches are, the frustration. That's where the time, the money, the energy is all expended. It's in the setting up systems. That's the bad. But then the good news is once they're set up, they're rolling. You can move on to the next project and know that one is taken care of. You can't totally move on. You need to check up and check in and tweak and improve things here or there and make a few changes, but won't have all the amazing headaches. So maybe a few more days at the beginning of this week, maybe an entire week of going back and forth and putting these systems into place, but I can't wait until those are done, and then they're just cranking, and we got another one going and another source of income and another source of revenue and profits, and it's a beautiful thing. So that's the good, that's the bad of systems. Now the ugly, just because I felt like using that phrase, the ugly of systems is not having them at all. So it's great when you have them. It's bad, frustrating when you have to set them up, but it's worth it. But the ugly is not having them at all. So again, most business owners or even, you know, workers or even anyone, you know, with a family, anyone around the house, you wouldn't think of not having a system. You know, the milk always goes in this shelf in the in the kitchen, in the refrigerator, and the dishes go here, and the forks go there, and, you know, this is what dinner time is, and this is when I get up, and this is how I drive to work, and, you know, there's systems for everything. So, but when it comes to the marketing and advertising and sales of a business, so many times, way too often, I see that there aren't systems in place, or there are crappy systems in place. That's the ugly. Not having systems in place at all, or having dysfunctional, crappy systems in place that are inefficient, don't produce anywhere near the results you want, don't make your life easier and simpler once they're set up and more fun and less stress. And to me, that's what running a business should be all about. So in general, a relaxing Sunday fun day for me. Hope it was for you too. Let's go to the questions, comments, concerns. My beautiful wife, Michelle, is here. Phil Brakefield is here. Good to see you. Toby says, yes, oh yeah, going way back, you remember Toby was here at a consultation a couple weeks ago. Toby, a couple of different business things going on. Love to check in and do a little follow-up and, you know, get you on track or just hear if you're on track, hear the success story. I just like to check in after the consulting day. And we were out here by my pool hanging out, having fun, and the birds seem to have gone away, but they were chirping like crazy just before I came out and did the video. So it's pretty quiet, peaceful, calm, not even a breeze, not a sound, not a cloud in the sky. Just a spectacular, beautiful, relaxing Sunday fun day. Hope it is for you too, wherever you are. Hope you have a fantastic week ahead. I'll catch you tomorrow on Direct Mail Monday. And Dr. Potts is here. Great seeing you, Doc. Hope things are great in your neck of the woods. Hope you're ready to have a fantastic, awesome week. And I'll be back tomorrow on Direct Mail Monday. Over and out from sunny Arizona. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.